Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Bridgeport woman issued a misdemeanor for breach of peace following an incident at Stop and Shop. Happened yesterday.
Don't do that.
According to officials, around 12:30, units responded to a disturbance in front of the store at Five River Road between striking employees and a customer. At the scene, police learned that a woman got into a verbal altercation with the protesting employees.
Never cross the picket line.
You can't.
Never. Solidarity.
Okay, that's fine. But people are just trying to shop, okay? I have no beef with you. They're just like, hey, I have kids. I can't drive all over town looking for eggs or cereal. Just let them through. Like, you're going to really verbally harass a woman walking into a market, probably buying food for her children. Does that get people to sympathize with your argument? I think it does the opposite, no?
Oh, maybe she didn't have any kids just going to get some milk because she's a selfish bitch.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but there's other
really?
Stores.
Yep.
You can't drive 5 minutes
she's
down the road.
She wants to get milk because she's a selfish, bitch.
You don't cross a picket line. You're supposed to be in solidarity to people. They're one of us.
Yeah, why would you do that? Like, there's a million other markets.
You're going to call a woman who's going to buy groceries a bitch.
Well, if you're going to get into an argument over it, yeah. You don't cross a picket line. You just don't
do that. Well, she didn't want to get into an argument. She just wanted to walk in the store and buy something.
Well, you know, be ready. If you're crossing a picket line, you're going to catch some crap. Hey, back in the old days, you try and cross a picket line with the cars, they'd smash your freaking car up.
Yeah.
You've seen movies. You've seen news footage.
I've watched TV.
I saw Hoffa. Now flip your car over, I tell you.
I don't know. I'm sympathetic till I hear that. Then I think, come on.
Well, there's two sides to every story. I'm sure she didn't help the situation. In my opinion. Just go to some other store. You can buy milk anywhere. You can buy milk in Walmart. You can buy milk in 7-Eleven. You can buy milk in...
How do we know what she was going to buy? Maybe she likes Stop and Shop toothpaste.
Oh, you said that she was buying milk.
Right? I don't know. I made it up. I said maybe she was going to buy milk for her kids.
Well, maybe I made...
I'm not seeing anything about kids in this story.
Right. So she went to get a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Maybe she was buying food for her husband who's a veteran and can't get out of the house.
No.
I mean, it doesn't say any of that in this story.
But you don't know?
AJ knows.
I know.
AJ's like, no.
No. No. Oh, yeah. AJ, the guy who saw a veteran in a wheelchair in Washington, D.C. fall off a sidewalk and said, F him.
Right. That guy was 18 years old playing with a wheelchair.
He wasn't 18.
I know what I saw.
I'm telling you. Maybe this woman was in the Air Force.
I know
maybe
what I saw.
Maybe she served her country.
Right.
It doesn't say any of that in the story.
Wait, maybe she's Mother Teresa. Why don't you just go for that one?
Well, Mother Teresa is dead.
Well, maybe she came back or she needed something from Stop and Shop.
Because she's a saint.
Listen, man, I'm with working people, okay? I just think that if you want the public to be sympathetic to your position, and now I know someone who's striking.
Yeah, I know several people.
And I know that they have to try to pay bills now and they're not getting paid.
Especially in here.
They get paid a stipend to show up when they're scheduled to, you know, do their protesting.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this is financially devastating to these people. What I'm saying, and I'm not wrong, is that you lose public support when you verbally harass people walking into the store.
Right. But this is only one instance in how many days now that has been going on. And it's only Connecticut striking. It's not New York. Stop and Shop's not striking New York. It's only Connecticut.
Oh, here we go. Eric and Brantford.
It's Connecticut and Mass, and New York's going to be next, but I love you guys, I got to say, but Chaz, you're clueless right now. You're totally clueless.
What do you mean, right now?
Normally you're not.
But have you even heard this show? Are you going to say right now?
Right now is what I'm saying.
What am I clueless about?
You are totally don't know what the word solidarity means, and AJ's trying to explain it to you and tell you, and Pam, it's about not being the respect and having the respect.
Oh, I should have respect, but then you're going to, you know, verbally assault maybe my wife walking into a store?
Well, I'll tell you what, people...
Respect goes both ways.
Wait a minute. Back in the day when my father-in-law struck for the truckers union, back in the day when they did that for the union, they were throwing rocks off bridges at tractor trailers, man. So
yeah.
we're not the way that we were back then. But like AJ said, you just don't cross a picket line. It's just
yeah. Look, I'm not. I think you need to listen to everything I'm saying, okay?
Right. You
I'm
have
not.
You have
but
not.
I'm saying you lose these stories, lose you public support, right? Woman walking into a store.
Right.
Gets verbally abused. I mean, isn't there another way?
Why would you put yourself in that situation?
Yeah, really.
I would never. That is just embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drive 10 minutes down the road to another store.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Just because I don't want to. That's embarrassing. I don't want people to think that
right.
I'm a bad person.
I don't want
that.
Any trouble.
Exactly.
I'm just getting eggs.
You are causing trouble if you're doing that. You're causing trouble.
I'm just going to have toast. I don't want any eggs.
I feel like the woman wanted to cause a scene. She's like, I'm going to show them. I'm going to go into the store.
Right.
Maybe. She forgot or hasn't been paying attention to the news. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Well, they don't see people with posters.
Hold on. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are people that walk among us that don't pay attention to what's happening.
This is true.
That is true.
Okay.
Looking at her phone.
She might have just got out of her car. Like, oh, these like
some kind of parade going on.
Is this bell Bell's ringers?
Look at this.
It's a little early for Christmas bell ringers.
Look, they're holding signs. Thank God I can't
read. Is this Girl Scout cookie time?
Oh my God, AJ is
right. They look a little old to be Girl Scouts.
Must be their parents.
And they walk up and she's like, well, I'm just trying to get milk, buddy. Let me, come on.
Got milk? Sure, not here.
Just go to like CVS. That's quicker anyway. Look, again, just milk.
I know that. you got to hear what I'm saying.
I know, but it's fun.
You know, just do you think you're helping yourself with this stuff? I don't know. It's just my opinion, that's all.
I got you.
Is there a video? Can we watch the video?
I have someone. They came with me to the roast. They're striking Stop and Shop. So I'm with you, okay? I'm just telling you that it might not look good, you know, and you might not get support.
Right.
When women, some with children, are getting...
So maybe just trip them instead. Don't get into a verbal argument.
Was she with kids?
Make it look like an accident. Just saying. Put like mouse
See,
traps.
Now, you know what's going to happen here? This is going to be, someone's going to say, you know how the telephone game works?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Now that it go out, like, hey, man, what the hell,
yeah,
man?
Shoulder bump like guys in the butcher department.
No.
Right.
Is Peapod delivering? I mean, just do the delivery.
There you go, see? Yeah, just say my car.
They should have a union member follow the Peapod truck, and as the Peapod guy knocks on the door and the door opens like the union guy is there,
right.
Punches you in the face.
Right.
That's what you get for kind of crossing the line, yeah. And then walks away.
That's delivery punch.
Yeah. There's a fee and there's a punch.
Do you get charged for that, though?
Clemen Wilkett.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I agree with Chaz. And I agree with both AJ and both you guys. Like, what happens, like, when an elderly person has nowhere else to go and they got to pick up their medicine at Stop and Shop?
Well, medicine, you're allowed to. They kept the prescription line open, the prescription department open.
No,
and,
but then
and the bank
what he's
also.
Saying is, right. What if an elderly person goes to Stop and Shop to get their drugs now?
I mean, they shouldn't have to get, you know, get booed at. You know, somebody like in their 70s or 80s going to pick up their medicine.
I would think a person like that should turn around and say, I'm here to get my medication. I'm pretty sure they'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to buy Stop and Shops because the pharmacy is totally different.
Yes. I was.
Okay.
Yeah, the pharmacy.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work.
The pharmacy is.
So they're questioning you as you approach. Are you here for drugs or food?
I'm here for drugs.
Okay, come on in.
There you go, see?
They get escorted in.
Right.
Red carpet.
This is
I'm here for a ham sandwich. Got it!
Why don't we dress up Street Pete like an elderly person and see what happens?
That's awesome.
I'm just kidding. I know everyone's
kidding. That's awesome.
That. I'm only kidding.
You don't have to dress him up. He's
Why are you
it.
Only kidding? That's hysterical.
Yeah, man. We have wigs.
We do. We have a lot.
We should have him go. Now, let me ask you this.
What's that?
What if someone's walking in... In the uniform of the United States, of the Army.
Well,
you're gonna like give this person a hard time.
Well, no, you let the person pass.
Okay, so that person gets a pass?
Because they can kick your ass 9 ways to Sunday, that's why.
Okay, so it's a matter of can you kick their ass or can you not kick their ass? I'm just putting this out there.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to go to Stop and Shop until this. I just want to get stuff. I don't want to be hassled.
Same here.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, when you do, you know, some of these people, they don't have a choice. They can't drive all over the place. You know.
Just drive to one place.
Well, again, there's only one.
I did last night.
But wait, they should be harassed walking in?
It's only one instance in like 6 days. All right,
then let me ask you this then.
Okay.
When you hear this, this isn't the only story.
Why, there's more stories?
Where this is a person who is just walking in and got harassed.
Well, you always get harassed when you try and cross a picket line, but yeah.
Did you just say fart?
When you try to cross a picket line,
Yeah.
That's like, it's bound to happen. Like, I don't know. That's what everybody's grown up to know. If you cross a strike, you know, you cross the picket line, you're going to get harassed.
Yeah. Right.
It's like a thing.
Maybe she's looking for a fight.
It's like, so that's okay. Well, I know.
Maybe she's looking for a fight.
I know. Okay. I've always known that other things happen. Does that mean it's okay for those things to happen?
Doesn't mean it's okay. You just avoid it.
Right.
I'm saying I'm avoiding it. I'm saying a lot of people are avoiding it. But the people who aren't.
Maybe she's just stupid.
Yeah. Some people are looking for a fight. We don't know this woman's intentions.
Some people are just,
Person's looking for a fight. They're looking for food.
We don't know this.
Maybe want a food fight.
They don't need
Went there for a fight. Oh, I feel like fighting. I'm going to go to Stop and Shop.
Seems like it.
This is the worst.
Uh-oh. Song?
Well, no, it's just going to be, I'm going to be seen as being against a working person, which I'm not.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're doing a story about the Stop and Shop strike, which is day 6, day 7.
Day 6.
And I think yesterday was day 6, no? Doesn't matter. It's 6 or 7. And it's a long time to go without pay and all this. And, you know, some people are walking into the store getting harassed. And I'm with the workers, but I'm just saying, do you have to do that part of it? Can't you hand them a flyer and say, you know, we'd really appreciate it if you didn't go here? So we're trying to work things out with these people, and it'd help a lot.
Well, I'm sure in the last 6 days there have been people like that, you know, the way through.
Yeah, and I do know that, you know, this is one story.
Right.
And you have hundreds of whatever the number is of people striking.
Right.
And there's going to be a knucklehead here, and there's going to be a knucklehead there.
That didn't end up in the news.
It's one story, and the longer it goes, I'm sure the more frustrated people get. And we also don't know, does this woman show up every day? And they ask her every day. And now it's like day 6 or 7 that she's showing up. And they're like, listen, you're here every day. You never listen to us.
Did they give her a warning 3 times already? Now I'm going to smack
you. So this is a story. Bridgeport woman was issued a misdemeanor for breach of peace following an incident. Happened yesterday afternoon around 12:30. Apparently she was going in. She got verbally abused. She started going back and forth with them. And I think she grabbed a cell phone.
Oh, 12:30. Mm. So she's probably like going for the salad bar.
Like they're recording her and it's going back and forth.
Right.
So what if she's going for the salad bar?
I'm just saying that time of day, usually it's not milk for the kids. So.
Does she have kids? Do we know this?
Well, maybe the kids were at school and she thought this is the one time, you know, I work 2 jobs. I have kids. This is the only time I don't have kids or I'm not at work. It's lunchtime. Let me go. I got to get my shopping in.
You get Sarah McLachlan song behind
you. So my babies can eat. My puppies. I need to get cat food.
I am trying to find her to see if she... I just want to know if she has kids.
Yeah. Pam is scouring over here. She's in full investigative mode over here. She's like CSI
Sabrina,
right now.
Where are
How do you know? Maybe she serves for the Coast Guard. She's home on leave. She didn't know about the strike. She just walked in, gets harassed.
She would be smarter than that than to go to that Stop and Shop. She would. She'd be like, you
smart,
know what?
Smarter than?
Yeah, she would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. How do you know that?
How do you know that she has kids and has two jobs? You don't.
I think she does. I'm just saying, this could be the scenario. No one asked her a series of questions. Like, I'm sorry, do you have children? Are you is this a difficult thing? Do you have to come in here?
Maybe she went to buy hairspray or something.
Yeah, there's a million things you could buy at Stop and Shop. It's not just food.
Right.
And people,
I got an email from someone who said picketers were giving me big balls Monday when I tried to go to the pharmacy inside the store.
Well, stand up for yourself.
Well, pharmacy, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, the pharmacy, you have to keep it open because folks need the drugs.
Okay, so you have to go to that pharmacy. Everyone agrees on that?
Yeah, yes. You have to,
because all of your stuff's there.
It's exactly there. Right. You can't get a I don't know how that works, but if you need your drugs to live, yeah, you got to go.
All right, so should they harass that person who's going into the pharmacy?
The person should explain, I'm here for the pharmacy because I have a problem with my so-and-so, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll.
Exactly, right.
I'm going to die.
I'm just buying for the pharmacy.
Slow your roll.
You can say that.
Because the pharmacy is not connected to Stop and Shop.
But you say it. You got, like, everybody's going to speak nicely to each other.
Right. Yeah. Say, hi, I'm here.
Can we all just get along?
I'm here for my suppositories for really painful.
Listen, and you know, I'm always for the working person.
Right.
Right? I just think that there's a better way to do this than that.
Yeah, Stop and Shop.
You know, now, if you're protesting, like if you're, you know, Teamsters or whatever, you know, that's a private, that you're at the gate of the company. You know, this is, you're dealing with the public. You're dealing with people with children, food. It's a necessity. It's, I don't know.
There are other stores, though.
Well, there's other things you could do, too. You don't have to harass people, right? You could just hand them a flyer and say, just, support us.
Get there and hunt deer from each.
And we don't know how she was approaching the situation as well. Some
maybe
people are coming in
first,
hot.
Yeah, right.
She was coming in hot.
Maybe she was like, get out of my way, damn it. I don't care about your people.
I will show them. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. There are no known.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There are no known knowns, only unknown knowns.
Christy in West Haven.
Hi, Chelsea. AJ, it's Christy with the Camaro.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
Good.
You know, people are saying stuff, and it's utterly not true. We're not harassing customers. We're not spitting on them. My whole family is on the picket line right now.
They've been, the whole family.
My husband and two of my daughters are on the picket line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of income to lose.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and my company laid me off in January, so nobody in my house is working at the moment.
Damn.
Wow. That sucks.
All right, so this is an isolated story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't sound convincing. So are people who go into the store getting harassed at every store?
No. I've been to the three stores that my family works at. They're being asked not to go in.
That's fair.
That's all.
Yeah.
Right.
That's,
please support us. They
yeah.
Tell us
that's what you
we're
do.
Going to the, yeah. They just say, we're going to the bank. We're going to the pharmacy.
That's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's fine.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. And people are walking out with
AJ thinks
stuff.
You should get beaten with a sack of potatoes if you walk in there.
Well, some people might agree, AJ, but we don't.
Right. Not her family. No.
No.
I was like a sack of oranges, but okay, good.
You're right.
It's just fun to get hit by a sack of oranges.
It sounds funnier.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Right. You get wild by a sack of fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You hear what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I fully understand. There's been so many, you know, stories going around and everything. If I have been to the stores and seeing what's going on, you know, I may believe what's being posted on social media and what people are saying.
You can't believe that. That's all. It's
social
it's just
media.
Personal perspective,
right?
You know? Right. It's terrible.
Right.
I mean, supposedly an incident happened while I was at the store in West Haven the other day, and it was nothing at all like what they say happened.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And her husband Pat's been doing cool things like turning into an impromptu car show.
Oh, yeah. Really?
In fact, he's taking the car down there today.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, like having other guys bring their cars and yeah, while you're outside, might as well have a car show.
See, this is how you do it.
Making lemons at lemonade.
Exactly. I'm talking about this one specific story that I was doing.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, Christy. Appreciate it. Hopefully this is over soon.
Yeah, and good luck.
I hope so, too. So if anybody's interested, the Z28 will be at 1160 Kings Highway in Fairfield today.
It's a cool one, yeah. It's a 69 orange.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
I just want to say for the record, I'm not saying cross the line. I'm saying don't cross the line. I'm just saying if you have to be in that situation, you shouldn't be harassed. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
All right? I spend many holiday meals sitting around a table of union and former union workers. You could be Republican in union. You could be that. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a working person.
Right.
Okay. So I get it. I'm just saying maybe a woman should be able to walk into a store without being harassed. That's all.
Maybe she came in bitchy.
Pam makes a face.
I don't know.
Maybe she was coming in hot.
Maybe she came in hot, saying,
don't get in my friggin'
way. I can see it happening.
I need a ham sandwich.
Yep. All They're not going to ruin my day.
I got to buy some Lunchables for my little brat.
Right.
Right.
Just saying.
God forbid, if there was a picket line around a mirror where AJ could take a selfie, he'd cross the line.
No. Yeah. I would go to an artist rendering.
Mm-hmm. He would zoom in.
So you went to ShopRite yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Right. You normally go to Stop and Shop?
Exactly. Okay. And I was like, I don't want no problems. So.
Hey, I just want to get some eggs.
I don't need any trouble. Hey, I don't need any problems with me, okay? Okay. Like, I get it. Okay. I support you. So I go to ShopRite. And I'm walking around with my head cut off, like, where is everything?
Right. You don't know where anything is.
I know where nothing is. And everybody is in the same boat. Like, everybody's walking around.
For some reason,
like,
every store starts out with the vegetables, right? Like, as soon as you roll in.
Yeah, but sometimes.
There are the vegetables.
It depends which door you go in. Like, sometimes you walk in the dairy department.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, huh. And, like, I wasn't the only one because a guy came up to me and he was, like, frantic and, you know, lost. And he was like, excuse me. Do you know where the hot dogs are?
If a man is frantic, look for a hot dog.
That does seem like a crisis.
It's a crisis.
I need hot dogs. But why is he in that badly?
And it was funny because...
If you're looking for hot dogs, look for coolers. Okay?
Yeah.
I
like, they're not going to be on a shelf next to cereal.
But where are the coolers? That's the thing. It's like, where are
they? Meat is always in the back. It's always in the back wall of the store.
Yeah. Well, so this guy's not going to be on a search and rescue crew anytime soon.
You know
hot dogs. You're in a friggin' shop, right? You can't find hot dogs?
Hot dogs are not going to be in the aisle.
I get it.
Anywhere near, like, the stationery or the laundry detergent or paper towels and whatnot.
Because it's true.
It's always a wall.
You gotta find the wall, but it's like, which wall? Is it on this side? Is it on the left side? Or is it the right side? You don't want to go all the way
but
to the
other frantic.
End.
Yeah, frantic. Well, there was hot dogs. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta eat. Right. So, and I just think it was funny that it came up to me.
The in-laws are over, yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. I'm guessing along this wall, and like, I looked down, it said smoked meats, but you never know. Sometimes hot dogs are in the smoked meats, or sometimes they're in
their own
special little category. You don't know. Every store is different.
Wait, there's a special little category?
At Stop and Shop, it's not in the smoked meats. It's in a different category.
The hot dogs themselves,
it's in the hot dog category.
Yeah.
Because at Stop and Shop, the smoked meats, at least the one I go to, that's like kielbasa and like
it's a deli counter.
And sausage and stuff like that. But then the hot dogs aren't in the smoked meat section. You have to go walk down further, and they have their own hot dog section where it's all the different brands of hot dogs, just hot dogs.
Complicated.
Mm. That's how it is.
It's like, look for a cooler.
So you don't know. You just got to walk along
Look
the
for
wall.
The coolers.
But we don't know. He could have had a cookout in 10 minutes, and he was...
Well, poor
at 7 o'clock at night.
The in-laws just came over.
I don't know.
I got to stress
it was
soup.
Probably his turn to cook for the kids.
Right. Or the boss is over.
All right.
We don't know.
Oh, damn it.
Right.
Go to Stop and Shop and shoot a picket line. Damn it!
Yep.
Maybe the boss is coming
go find
over.
Stop right or Shop right.
The boss is coming over. I got to make it look I'm poor.
It's set up completely different. So it's true. Like, I'm walking around like, all right, I got to find something.
Right.
Like, I don't know where I am.
Well, the worst thing is if you have a list, you like have 30 items and you have no idea where anything is.
It's a hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the funniest part.
Oh, that's fun. It was an adult Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. Hot dog hunt.
Like a scavenger. Like a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
Right.
When I was checking out, the guy was at the lane in front of me, and I heard a woman in his line say to him, so did you find the hot dogs?
So he was asking everyone.
No, and none of us knew. Like, none of us knew where the hot dogs were.
How's your hot dog? It's great.
I have no idea where they were.
Hot dogs, hot dogs. Where's the hot dogs?
Now's a good time to be a Sherpa. You know, wear a sign that says, I know where everything is. Follow me. $10.
Not 10, but yeah, I can see getting a couple bucks for that.
I need so-and-so. Okay, but yeah, if I'll take
personal
you over there.
Shopper.
Exactly, so was it nutty in ShopRite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, it was busy, and it was late. I mean,
on the holidays, too. It's been worse.
It was like around like 7:38.
Yeah. Where's the Easter ham?
Oh, that's true. They planned this one out well. Like the timing of it.
Right.
You know, it's not too cold to stand outside.
And both sides also. Where the matzo. Yeah.
You're coming up on holiday.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
It was good though.
Yeah, we have to go food shopping on Friday. It's going to be over at ShopRite, and that's going to be like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, not me. I'm going to drop her off, keep
going. You drop her off. You don't even stop. I think she has to open a door and tuck and roll.
Hey, I slow down.
You know what you should do first? Go through the store first without your list. Just do a walkthrough so you know where everything is. Make sure you know where the hot dogs are.
Why would you do that?
just to do it, you know, kind of like before you go to like a buffet, you kind of survey what's available at the buffet.
You and then survey you make a buffet your, first?
Then no, you get in line and then everything you see that you need, you just throw it on the plate or in the cart.
You need a game plan. need a game plan.
If you're going to feed an army, you got to make sure you act like one.
I see what you're saying with your plate. So there's only so much room on your plate.
There's only so much room.
That's why you go up more than once.
Right, but you want to, you are going to go up more than once, but you want to make sure that each trip is worth it. So you just survey what's available at the buffet, and you make mental notes of how you're going to plan each plate and each trip.
So in other words, you're going to walk behind everybody that's in line just to kind of see what's there so you know.
You graze. You're grazing with your eyes.
You're inspecting. Grazing with your eyes.
Yeah.
Are you asking people in line like what they got already and if they like it?
Hey, if you want to. If you've never been there before, you could.
As they're walking by, I look at their plate, see what they got.
It's good to get suggestions.
So you walk through an entire grocery store just to get the layout before you start putting stuff on your cart.
Yeah.
In your cart. So you walk past the hot dogs, and you need hot dogs.
Now you're not
putting them in the car.
You just know where they are now.
You're just going through the store.
I know where the wieners are kept, yeah.
Yeah, you take a quick, just take quick inventory. What's going on here? How's the layout? Because I made that mistake.
And you're going to remember where everything is.
Why don't you just bring out a drone?
So you're not so nervous going in. Because for me last night, you know, I'm like this. What do I get? I don't know where anything is. And now it's almost 8 o'clock at night.
You became
and
a female Joe Pesci?
Like, I don't know where I go. I don't know anything is. If I knew the lay of the land. I don't know where the hell it is. Okay. It would be a lot more comforting.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need to explore this whole ocean before I start finding boats on it.
Hey, you know what? It's good to know the area.
She calls it surveillance.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't the aisles usually tell you what's in the aisles?
Yeah. You have to walk to look at the signs. It's not like it's like when you walk in the store, you don't have a directory. You still have to walk around the store to see each.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuel.com. You see a dumbass. Oh, no, we're going with dumpsters. It's spring. Purpledumpster.com.
Right.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Play one for me.
Yeah!
Walmart week continues.
Yeah! Oh, damn!
Woman accused of stealing Walmart scooter driving down highway to get coffee. Sent in by tribe member Corey Scholl. Thank you, Corey.
Corey. Mm.
Well, she was tired.
Let's go to Tennessee.
Okay.
Let's go to Tennessee.
Woo!
Right, here we are in Tennessee.
Sally Selby.
Oh, Sally Selby, selling seashells by the seashore.
Yeah, exactly. Try saying that drunk. Sally Selby.
I am drunk.
She probably was.
Yep, exactly.
She caught the attention of law enforcement around 5 a.m. while driving the motorized shopping cart in the slow lane of Highway 127.
Well, she couldn't drive in the fast lane. I'd be crazy.
Yeah, she's letting people pass. Good. She's following the laws.
Right. And luckily, she's wearing a T-shirt with a big orange triangle on the back of it.
Safety first.
She allegedly told officers that she was on her way to a Waffle House restaurant to buy a coffee.
Yep. I was in the thing. I said, I need some waffles. Now I need some coffee. Then the waffles.
I wish we had one of those.
Mm. We have one in West Hartford, right?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Waffle House? Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, I thought you meant shopping carts.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I think we do.
Oh, my God. These years I've lived here, I've never known this.
Guess who's going to the Waffle House?
Connecticut residents just discovered they have a Waffle House.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I always hear stories. Crazy stuff always happens at the Waffle House that I hear of.
She may not go to the Coast Guard now.
And I'm always like, wow, that's too bad. I've always wanted to, you know.
I'm not leaving the Waffle House area.
Yeah.
I'm turning on their find a location.
Oh my God.
Feature.
Here we go.
Waffle House, Walmart, peanut butter, jelly.
Right.
Just saying.
There are none in Connecticut, according to the official locations finder on wafflehouse.com.
Damn you, fat chicken fill.
I know.
Closest ones are in Pennsylvania.
Interesting.
Well, it seems at home, basically.
And I don't know what the hell I was in West Hartford.
Waffle Hut.
Wait, no. You was at the Wiffle House. Yeah. Wiffle Ball.
Yeah. They were invented here.
Exactly. That's the Wiffle House.
They were invented where?
The Wiffle Ball was invented in Connecticut.
Shelton, yeah. All right, so back to this lady.
The Waffle Mansion, because it's West Hartford.
Who's
that's
still
why.
Going
I must have been to a Denny's and thought,
Denny's,
this Waffle House is pretty cool.
It's really nice.
Sir, we don't serve tequila in Denny's.
I was going to say, West Hartford, of all places.
Dumbass goes to Denny's, thinks he's at a Waffle House.
Yeah! Out there, slow the bell, what the bell?
Wow.
Yeah, there's nothing north of Pennsylvania, so New York all the way to Maine. No, well, Waffle House.
It all depends how far you drive that day.
Yeah, you were at Denny's.
I was at a Denny's.
Yeah.
Denny's.
Okay, then.
But right. West Hartford. The Denny's is in Hartford, not West Hartford.
All right, so Hartford.
Where were you?
I think our GPS is broken.
We got to find this out.
So
I was in three too many beer land.
There you go.
So lady in a cart going down the slow lane.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so she gets pulled over.
I forgot what we're talking about.
I want to hear more.
I feel like I just became the bigger dumbass in this story. Hi, Sally. I'm Chaz.
How you doing, Chaz? I'm Sally.
Yes.
Jump on.
Sally,
I give you a ride.
You want some coffee?
West Hartford.
It's me and Sally going to the Waffle House.
Want some coffee? Want some coffee? At the Waffle House is not in Connecticut.
It's like a scene out of Dumb and Dumber.
Mm. Part three.
Yeah, so the cop pulls her over. She's in her little Walmart cart. Highway 127. It's 5 in the morning. She says she's going to Waffle House to buy a cup of coffee. And the cop said, I didn't know we had any Waffle Houses in Connecticut. And she said, yeah, there's one in West Hartford.
Hey, follow me.
Yeah, get in.
I got to pick up. I gotta pick up Chaz and Pam first.
45-year-old initially told officers, because they asked her, well, where did you get this scooter cart thingy?
I found it.
She said she built it.
She built it. Wow. See, that's good ingenuity answer. Right there. Yeah, that's a good one.
I built it.
I built it myself.
Okay, then.
I'm on two hands, and I'm a leg, so I'm using the cart.
She was later arrested after Walmart employees confirmed it belonged to the store.
I'm surprised the store wearing the camo she was wearing.
A Walmart surveillance video showed Selby using the shopping scooter inside the store before driving out into the parking lot and then taking off.
There's some crazy drunk lady wearing a whole big old pair of yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Could either be beautiful or a curse, either one.
Yes, it can be. Yeah, these died hard.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Walmart week. Suspect arrested with two large TVs from Walmart tells officers he forgot to pay for them.
Oh, if you forgot to pay for them, that, you know, it happens.
Happened in Nevada.
What's so hot?
1:15 a.m.
Wow.
It's open that
because
late?
That's the time you go get television.
Thought the same thing.
Yeah, well, you need TV and you have a late night watching, so.
You want to go to, you know, Waffle House.
Right, exactly.
When officers were dispatched to Walmart over an incident, store employees told officers that a man was seen loading two big flat-screen TVs into his cart before he left the store without paying for the merchandise. He was seen putting clothing items in a bag and put the bag in the cart and the TVs. And
right.
He loaded the televisions into a black GMC Yukon before driving off.
Yukon! Oh, Yukon!
Cops caught up with him and he said, I knew I forgot to do
I'm
something.
I'm going to pay for them. Oh, I'm so embarrassed, officer.
Dang,
I'm so embarrassed.
Forgot to pay.
I was going to meet my sister who's driving from Tennessee.
Before we start talking about the micro wrestling match between Street Pete and King Samoa, let's get some of these comments from our Facebook page. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. It's Walmart week in Dumbass News, and we've been posting the story that will headline at 7:20. Then we asked the tribe to comment, and we said, well, we'll just put the best five comments on. And Flanders went through the comments, over 50. It was like 55, 60 comments.
Right.
What do we get?
Well, we'll start with a nice double whammy here from Sal Corso. Sal Corso says, why not just steal the waffles from Walmart? Another one he said was,
wow.
Yeah, did that she makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How do you warm them up? You got to steal a toaster.
Well, she said she was going to get a cup of coffee at Waffle House, waffles.
Right.
Okay. So Sal's got to pay attention to the details.
Yes, but, it does.
But, but thank you, Sal.
But there's part two to it, right?
There is. Sal also said, why didn't she say to the police, Lego of my ego?
See?
Because it's a waffle.
That's why he was setting up a joke.
He's going for coffee.
Yeah, right. And a good one.
Right.
He saw waffle and he's like, I have all the information I need.
That's right.
Exactly, right.
I saw waffle.
I got the punchline. I got
all the jokes.
Right.
Gregory Mack says she just needed a test drive before the purchase.
Oh, see?
That makes sense.
Once on the block.
Yeah.
Joe Casento says, well, her Stop and Shop scooter ran out of juice.
That's true. What are you going
to
do?
Well, she wasn't allowed in there to get the scooter.
What are you
going to
do?
First
you
place.
Can't recharge, yeah.
And right. Last but not least, my favorite one, Steven Beers, says the tolls were cheaper on the scooter.
Funny.
Nice. Made it regional.
All right. Thank you, Tribe, for the comments. Street Pete, you ready for your wrestling match with King Samoa?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have the audio from the from King Samoa?
Wrestling royalty.
All right, so this is a micro wrestler, so you can't, what do you call him? Little people.
Yeah, he looks. Right? He sounds short.
No, it's little people now. Is that the proper?
Little person, yeah.
I don't get the memos.
Little person.
Right? No one sends them to me.
Little micro person, yeah.
A micro
person. Well, they call him little person, but he's a micro wrestler, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's a little person.
Little person,
yeah.
Right?
Little person.
That's
people,
still
yes.
acceptable.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
At some point, it won't be, and no one will tell me, and then I'll get in trouble.
Exactly.
I don't know. I watch Brad Williams, and he uses all the words.
Well,
so
he can.
Yeah.
He can.
Can't go
he's
from
a little
anything.
Person.
Right.
He's a little person.
Right. All right, so this is a little person. This is King Samoa, who's going to have a match with Street Pete Saturday.
Wrestling royalty, King Samoa will be taking on Street Pete in a lumberjack match. Street Pete, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into on April 20th. Because I'm going to have all the fun of beating you up in front of Wallingford, Connecticut people.
Wow.
Just people ready. From Wallingford?
Hope you're ready. Okay. Right. Hope you're ready then.
Because the king will be ready.
Should have kept it short.
I saw a video of him doing that noise.
Sorry.
Wait, you step on his foot?
Wow.
He makes that noise everywhere he goes. Every video he makes that noise.
Yeah, it's got to get annoying, huh?
Is this trademark? So he's going to, does he make that noise like right before he punches you in the beans?
Yeah.
And okay.
And he does the clothesline. He goes,
it's like getting like attacked by a Chucky doll.
Okay, so we need some help. And if you want to go to this thing, if you're into wrestling, call in. We'll give you tickets, and then you'll be part of the lumberjack match where you circle the ring. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Pete and I will be there. Street Pete's getting in the ring.
Yeah, you'll be watching.
Street Pete versus King Samoa in a battle of the death.
Let's get this on.
Right.
I don't know if it's death, but...
Right. Well, death of his career.
Yeah, exactly.
His dignity.
Which one?
Happening at the Toyota Presents Oakdale Theater Saturday night. Micro wrestling. Street Pete taking on King Samoa. This is King... That's King Samoa's sound. It almost sounds like AJ, doesn't it?
It sounds like he like poured hot coffee in his lap.
Or a train.
Can I do it again?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like AJ could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's recording his video? The audio's terrible.
Yeah.
You hear it?
Well, it's a micro camera. So.
It's a microphone.
It's probably a regular-sized person recording
right.
it.
Right.
And he's like 3 feet below, so he's not picking up on the mic.
Right.
We're asking you to call in with suggestions for Street Pete's sound, and we'll give you tickets if you want to go Saturday night, and you'll be part of the lumberjack match. How long was that whole video that King Samoa made to taunt Street Pete?
It was less than a minute.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have the exact.
Say like 30 seconds?
It was a short film, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Somewhere between 30 and 40, I'd say.
All right, Street Pete, we're going to give you 30 seconds. We want you to make some comment to taunt him.
All right. Ready?
Go.
All right, Mr. Samoa. Might as well come to the ring and try to step up to me, Street Pete. Not in Wallingford will you come here and try to get at me. This is my town, mister. Let's go. I'm ready for you. You're lucky if I don't throw you over the ring. Tell Mom you're not going to be home for dinner later. Bye, Mr. Samoa.
That was the worst taunting ever.
It's like you came from somebody's basement.
What happened?
King Samoa's going to feel bad for you.
No, he's going to die of embarrassment for you.
He's going to be like, what, you know, what is going on here?
You're going to throw him over the ring?
Right, over the ring. Not over the
ropes.
Yeah.
The
ring.
Not the
whole
ring.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call you special.
Tell your mom you're not going to be home for dinner.
Yeah, your wrestling
name. That line was funny.
Your wrestling
I
name
like
is
that line.
Your wrestling name is Special Forces.
What happened to you?
Right.
Damn, you used to be like street and like... Like
right,
a badass.
You got to step up, man.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm sorry. I'm not giving you my lunch money at all, man.
Did you write that, like, on paper?
It was improv.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that was improv.
It's been a while since you had a fight, huh?
I thought you wrote it down.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just a heart attack, you know.
That's a whole other problem.
Great. Just say, I might drop dead on you.
Lauren Trumbull.
Hey, guys.
So, hey.
Street Pete, I think you need to go in there cock-a-doodling like a rooster and make sure you wear a cup.
Right. That's key. Wear
definitely
a cup.
Have to wear a cup.
Yeah, because he's at that,
right at that level.
He's little, and if he hits you in the right spot, he's going to take you down.
Although you're at that height where you can make him make that noise by stepping up to him.
And I'm at that age.
Just don't
where
shower
they
for a couple of days.
Too,
yeah.
So. But I think his signature call should be like a rooster.
All right, let's hear it. Go ahead.
That's pretty good.
Now shoot an egg out of your butt.
Wow.
Drop a deadly egg.
What are we going to call him? The big cock?
Little Richard.
He right? wishes.
King Samoa takes on big cock. Like, excuse me?
Yeah. He's got him in a death grip. No, I don't. No, I don't.
All right, there you are. Boss Keith texted in.
Yeah.
We should have Pam write the waiver because, you know.
Right.
My legal skills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Street Pete has a heart condition.
Right.
That's right. I could write it.
Can you write that up?
Oh, totally.
You just want to tape it to his chest or match?
I could do it. Like, I could do one line. I mean, normally all of my one line waivers have gotten us through all the stickiest situations.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
It's like, I, Street Pete, have a heart condition. So, you know, Connoisseur is not liable if I die. Boom, there it is. Just sign it, you're good to go.
It's like Beavis and Butthead wrote it.
That seems right to me.
You just got to put a little header on there and you're good.
Right.
The date?
Yeah, official paperwork.
Yeah, it's official.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll sign it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have a notary here. I can get it notarized if you'd like.
Let's get that typed up then.
That could be your signature move, grabbing your chest and falling on him.
Like Fred Sanford.
Yeah, we'll call it the gravity grip.
Yeah, we'll all be standing there like, is that planned?
Right.
Suppose we go in there? This seems to be going on for longer. This is maybe we should go in.
Samoa's little legs and arms kicking out from under him. Get off me, you fat bastard!
This is the big one, Samoa. This is the big one.
Yeah. Phil?
I was just waiting for my cue to play the sound effect again.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what he sounds like? When a ticket's coming back at you from the ATM machine. It's an ATM machine.
That wouldn't that be terrifying, though, if a little person gets in the ring and starts yelling this at you?
Yeah.
And, like, charging across the ring at you?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What do you
like,
do?
I feel awkward just when I run into one because I don't always, and I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do, and I don't want to be inappropriate.
Yeah, most
so
of the pot
I'm
of gold.
A little awkward.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, it, like, if I'm in a ring and then...
See, at that point, you say, look, where's the pot of gold? I know you got gold. Where is it?
Mark in Milford, you have some advice?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't show up?
Street Pete should use a street sign.
A street sign? Nice.
Yeah, you should street. Hit him with a street sign.
Stop. Bam. Bam. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that pang noise. Pang. That could be the Street Pete pang. Bang. Exactly.
Pang.
Pang.
I know they do incorporate cake pans in their fights, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Samoa brings cake pans, sheet pans.
You know, because folding chairs are too big.
Yeah, really.
Maybe we should have tied Street Pete into Easter.
Nice.
Because it's Saturday.
Right.
Maybe we should have had him, like, be the Easter bunny, you know, or the Beaster bunny or something.
The Beaster bunny.
The Beaster bunny.
I got your eggs hanging. Yeah.
Peter Cottontail. Street Peter Cottontail.
And he could, like,
Peter Cottontail.
And he could hit him with a basket of eggs.
Right.
Right. The eggs of death.
He can only hop around the ring.
Right. 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 He goes, I want to eat egg.
Right.
Nice.
I was planning on doing cartwheels, but if you want me to hop.
And you know what? The kids will be behind you because, you know, of course, you want the Easter Bunny to win.
Yeah.
Can we throw out Cadbury Easter eggs?
That's on top to you.
Mm-hmm. Just the cream ones because they're gross.
The cream ones, yeah. And Pips.
That would be funny, like a creepy Easter Bunny coming in and beating up on them. Little person.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's been naughty.
Yeah. You're going down.
Right.
No, you come out there with a basket and put him in it.
Right.
That's exactly what you do.
Or you hand him an egg that has a fuse on it. And you walk away like Bugs Bunny style.
Do we still have tickets for this thing?
Yeah. We got a couple pairs left.
Micro Wrestling, Saturday night at Toyota Presents Oakdale. And Street Pete's taking on King Samoa. Can we hear King Samoa again?
King Samoa? Sure. I got to back it up. Sorry.
All right.
It's going to take me a second here.
Okay. Right.
Let me take this call here. The Hulkster.
What? Good morning, brothers. I got a little advice for Street Pete, brother.
Oh, good.
Street Pete, you got to end this quick, brother. You got to get in the middle of the squared circle and drop the big leg, brother, just like the Hulkster did to Andre the Giant in the middle of the squared circle. WrestleMania 3, brother. So what you gonna do when Chaz and AJ, Pam, Phil, and Street Pete run wild on you, brother?
Wouldn't Pete be the giant in this case?
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
All you gotta do is just sit on him. That's all you gotta do. Just get him down and sit on him. He's not gonna be able to pick you up.
You can't.
All right. Thank you, Hulkster. Do we have it?
Wrestling royalty. King Samoa. We'll be taking on Street Pete in a lumberjack match.
I like how he says Street Pete.
Sounds like he spits every time he says it.
Yeah, Street Pete. Yep, your pants will be all wet.
In a lumberjack match. That's where people stand around the ring so you can't run out.
Exactly.
You're not stuck in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a gauntlet.
Yeah. This guy sounds like Mike Boguslawski.
He does.
Don't he a little bit?
Yeah.
He's in your corner.
I'm Street Pete.
Are you wearing a shirt?
Should I?
No.
No.
No, you should be nipple.
No,
man.
I'm going to be.
Wear those shorts that we just posted on Instagram. You wear that headband. Where the hell did you get that headband?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Drew.
I want that.
I love Drew.
Does he have any more?
I don't know. But
that's
he told
cool.
me to wash it.
Oh, wash it.
I love Drew.
Yeah.
Drew has everything.
Yeah. You should use that headband as like a weapon.
Yeah.
You put him in it and you flick him out to the audience.
Slingshot. Nice. The slingshot.
Slingshot.
Nice. I like that.
I can shoot eggs at him with it.
There you go.
Shoot hard boiled eggs at him.
Right. Freeze them first.
Do we have an Easter Bunny costume? Because that'd be funny.
I think we do. I have to look in the closet. We had a white one that was got paintball shot all over it, but
that's fine.
Just asked your authenticity.
All right.
Take a look.
If you want tickets, we'll give you tickets, but you have to go because we need some tribe members there. Emma in Wallingford.
Hey.
Hi.
I think Pete should start yelling like a Native American. I think that should be a sound. You know, the ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, that kind of sound.
Like that?
What was that? That sound like a...
I don't know, but you sounded Mexican on Emma.
Excuse me.
I'm going to call you the illegal emirate.
All right. Beat thank you, Emma.
Beat the border jumper.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have any of these guys on before?
Yeah, we're talking to one guy named Puppet.
Hand Puppet.
And that's all I know about that guy.
Puppet.
Or girl. Could be a girl.
Could be a girl.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Puppet. They do have one girl in there. Have you seen any of the videos?
I've seen pictures, not videos. No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one girl in there. She seems a little badass.
Really?
Tyler in Southington.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
You know, Pete, I was behind you till that promo. That hurt my soul.
Yep.
It hurt. But if I'm going to help you out, I'd say you got to shave all the body hair off and oil up so we can't climb right up you.
I don't have any body hair. I have zero body hair.
Really?
But you got to oil up. That's
you
the key.
You got to oil up.
Like that's a good point.
Like, when do you see The Rock go out to the ring and he's not all oily? You know, if you want to be the best, you got to act like the best, you know?
Yeah,
what
do
they use for oil? Crisco? Like canola oil?
Baby oil?
Crisco.
Baby oil. You're going to fry it.
It's baby oil.
We'll roll you in flour.
What are you going to take, like a tub of like Crisco and just rub it on?
I'm sure my mother still has one on the windowsill.
Lord, man.
He needs to work on those promos because that's 50% of the match. Is whoever cuts the best promo, you got the team behind you.
You got to psych them out.
Yeah. You got to threaten them. You got to threaten them.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
I never thought I'd say this in my life,
but
Street Pete, take your shirt off.
Oh, God.
All right. All right. Thank you. We're going to make another. Hold on. I'm going to videotape this one.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
We don't have any like fight music, do we? That's all right.
All right.
That's
here we go. All right, there he is.
Oh, he takes his shirt right off.
He does.
You know, oh, wow. Street Pete doesn't look too flabby.
No, actually, doesn't. No.
Right, okay.
He's been working out.
He's got kind of that Fred Flintstone thing going on.
All right. You ready? 3, 2, and go.
What do you want me to say?
You're threatening him.
Let's go, Samoa. I'm going to bring you to the ground. All right?
But he's already on the ground.
Your mama's not coming home for dinner.
No, that's
good, but get over to the microphone.
This is not a dating app.
Be louder.
A video date?
It does seem like a dating video.
Tinder.
I wonder how many likes he would get on that one. Swipes.
Oh, he'd be super swipe
right.
Yep. Yeah. Girls with the daddy thing going on. Yep.
I'm taking you to the ground.
I'm taking you to the prom.
10 feet from the microphone.
He loves that you're not going to see your mama line. He won't let that one go.
That's got to be.
I think the nicotine.
Tell your mama you're not coming home for dinner.
The nicotine patch is a nice touch. Oh, yeah.
Just to show how badass he is.
All right. Stand up. And you got to go really crazy. The energy has to be 10 on a 10 scale. Yeah, don't give yourself a heart attack.
Got to go nuts, yeah.
Another funny
video. Well, the good thing is...
He's like taunting this guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh!
But his shirt's off.
I'm taking you to the...
But his shirt's off. I can put the paddle stuff on there.
All right, you ready?
These look like paddles.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Here we go.
Be on top, man.
All right, little man. Coming Saturday, I'm taking you and your whole team down. Mama's not going to recognize your face, and you won't be home for dinner. Street Pete is coming at you, baby. Let's go. Rock on, Wallingford.
Then you got to make a noise.
Oh. Tell me you punch you in the balls.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to do that. He'll fall on the ground laughing, and then you just jump on him.
There you go. Yeah. It's a good tactic,
Pete. Should be your strategy, Pete.
Right. Yeah, just sit on him.
Holy crap.
Wow.
All right.
We'll call you the Lipton tea bag.
I could tea bag him.
Yeah. No.
He'll just like be like covering his eyes, run right into a wall.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God, they're around me. They're around me. They're around me. I'm running around, like, wiping his face.
His safe word will be Lipton.
The Lipton teabag, man. She's got a British accent. The music. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Lipton teabag. Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Man.
Oh, British gentleman, my ass.
Well, you know, in that video, you said you'd take on the whole team.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I don't care. Let's go, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you out of breath right now?
No. I'm not smoking. Everything's coming up now.
No, that's why we're in the...
stupid patch.
That might be funny, too. He's not smoking, so he gets on this guy. He's like...
right. Yeah, we're going to call you emphysema.
Emphysema.
I'm telling you, that nicotine patch is just so threatening.
You know what I could do is just...
Rip it off.
Like
put it on your nipples.
I could put it on my chest like when they do the defibrillator.
Right.
Well, you know what they're going to do, Pete, when you get there? They're going to tell you, all right, so this is how it's going to work.
I know.
You come out, they do, he wins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, he does win?
Well,
I'm stealing the
it's
belt.
It's King Samoa. Like, are they going to let him lose?
Of course not. Not to a commoner.
I think you got to be your own man. You know,
well,
you gotta do whatever you feel.
I'll steal the belt even if I do lose and run out the ring with it.
I think that, how can this guy beat? Is it even possible that this guy can beat?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's like freaky strength.
Like,
or
I know they're going to want to stage the match, but if Street Pete just says, oh, no, that's not how it's going.
Right. I'm doing this way.
Do you think he can pin Street Pete?
Make him work for it. Try
I'm not on the circuit. I don't have to follow
exactly,
rules.
Exactly, right. You're not theirs.
I'm working for PLR. I'm
exactly, man. You don't work for him.
You're representing Chaz and AJ.
That's
right. He ain't your king. He ain't your king. You ain't my king.
Squash you like a flying saucer.
I just hung up
the
Jay
the Carvel type.
Yeah, the Carvel one.
Okay, good. I'm going to eat you like a Carvel.
I'm going to squash you like a flying saucer.
There you go.
Just sit on him.
Zig in West Hartford.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Street Pete, these micro wrestlers are really strong.
Really?
Yeah, they're really strong. There was one guy that had picked up a 450-pound wrestler at one point. And, yeah, I just let you know, they can be very, very strong.
Right, good luck, Pete. Oh, my God. That's like picking up a piano. Imagine if you, like, trip.
Right.
It's like a one little leg coming out. It'll look like the Wizard of Oz. Yep. Two legs coming out from under the house.
I'm telling you, Pete, do Lipton tea bag, man.
If someone's lifting me up and out. Throwing me, I'm taking
Where did
the
you
belt.
See this happen?
Yeah.
I've heard about it. And,
oh, like legend?
But there was one time I took my nephew to a wrestling show. My nephew around that time was about 120 pounds, 130 pounds, and a micro wrestler just picked him up with, like, ease. They said, hold on, just stand right here, and he picked him right up.
Wow.
And
they're little pump jacks.
Yeah.
They're very strong.
Little hydraulic guys.
Holy crap. This might not go our way.
Right. If Pete does go fly, make sure you get a photo of that.
I mean, I know.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you, Zig.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We have a couple pairs of tickets left. But we want, you know, if you're going to get them, you have to go because we need people around the ring. We need support. We want that place to go nuts when Pete's introduced.
Right. Or at least a bunch of witnesses when Pete gets killed.
I feel like we need a better waiver than the one Pam's going to write. Did you write the waiver out yet?
No, still working on it.
That means no.
Yeah, pretty much.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.